Take your Bibles, if it's possible for you to do so, and you turn to me to Esther chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants which were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Our lesson today falls into this category. Last time we looked at Mordecai, a picture of every unsaved individual. Today we're going to look at Mordecai, the portrait of a true believer. And we want you to listen like never before, because we are living in a day and age that are similar to what took place with regard to Mordecai. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? All right, after these things, listen carefully in the book of Esther. After Esther became queen of King Ahasuerus, what happened? He promoted Haman to be the prince above all the princes, and then commanded all the people to worship him. And we find, all right, now listen carefully. When the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the church, is dumb, then rest assured of one thing. My Lord's coming after us, and I'll start very clearly. It's not very far away. After he comes after us, this world is going to be ruled and reigned by the Antichrist. And as we pointed out a couple of weeks ago, Haman is a picture of it, and we'll talk more about him later on. But today we're going to look at Mordecai, because in this chapter you find Haman and Mordecai, and we find very clearly the differences between the two. Now notice carefully, Mordecai bowed not, nor did Haman reverence. And we find Haman was filled with wrath against him, but I tell you, he wouldn't touch him alone. He wanted to get rid of all the Jews. And are you listening? That's anti-Semitism. And remember now, it's going on at this present hour. Now let's look again. Mordecai, as we pointed out last time, Mordecai was a portrait of a sinner. But now today, we're going to look at Mordecai as a portrait of a true believer. Now you say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, number one, Mordecai was a reliable citizen of the king. In Esther chapter 2 and verse 21 through 23, we read these words. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlain, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand upon the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. But now notice, Mordecai here is a portrait of a reliable citizen. What are you talking about? Mordecai loved his country, and you and I should love our country, and we should be serving the Lord to the best of our ability. Now, someone might say, now, preacher, wait a minute. We don't like the president we have at this hour. Well, let me say this to you very kindly. Who put our president in the White House? Well, let me tell you, God did. And we find very clearly, he's God's anointed, whether you recognize it or not. And God put him there, and you and I, as reliable citizens of the king or of the country, we should be what? We should be like Mordecai was with regard to his country. Now, take your Bibles, if you will, and you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. And we find very clearly, listen to what it says, beginning at verse 13. Notice, and shall receive the reward. Let me read the passage. I gave you 2 Peter instead of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. And beginning at verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now, let me stop right here. Are you a reliable citizen of the United States of America? Do you get out and vote, or have you come to this category? Well, there's nobody to vote for, so I'm going to stay home. And that's just the wrong thing to do, my friend, because I'll tell you right now, you and I can change the situation of this country if we'll just get out and vote like we're supposed to do. And I hope this will soak in, because if you're a believer today, you and I need to be reliable citizens of our country. And how wonderful it is that we still are able to live in a free country, America. We're losing our freedom, inch by inch, so to speak, but I'll tell you right now, this is still the greatest country on the face of the earth. Mordecai was a reliable citizen of the king. We should be to his country, and also we should be unto God. Now look again. The second thing is this. Mordecai reverenced only Jehovah and not man. Listen to Esther chapter 3 and verse 2. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, that he hearkened not unto them, and that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them he was a Jew. Now listen to these words. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Now what do you have here? As a reliable citizen of the king, Mordecai was that kind of a man. He saved the king's life, and he brought honor to the king in so doing, but he never got rewarded for it until later on. All right? The second thing about it is this. You and I, as reliable citizens of the United States of America, we are to reverence only Jehovah and not God. Mordecai refused to bow unto Haman. Now listen carefully. We as believers are commanded and exhorted by the Lord God of heaven to worship the Lord God of heaven and nobody else. Take your Bibles again, if you will, and you turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 5 for just a moment or two. In the book of Romans chapter 5, we find this set up. Listen to it, if you will. Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 29. Listen to what it says, if you will. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Now let me ask you a question, if I may. Are you a good citizen of the United States of America? I hope and pray that you are, because I'll tell you right now, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we and I need to understand that very clearly. As we look at Mordecai, we find very clearly, Mordecai is a portrait of a true believer, and how wonderful it is that Mordecai sets forth an example for us to follow. And I want you to notice carefully what he did. He refused to worship anybody but Jehovah God. And this is true at this present hour. Now, why do I tell you this? Because people today are worshiping everything else but the Lord God of heaven. And we find very clearly, listen as set forth, the Word of God teaches that we are to obey what? We are to obey the Lord. We are to obey the Lord in worshiping the Lord God of heaven. And when it interferes with our worship of the Lord, then we do what? We find very clearly, we are to do what? We are to take the cause of Christ and always remember, service to the Lord God of heaven precedes and transcends everything else. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ today, then you need to understand that we are to serve him. Like Mordecai, we refuse to do what? We refuse to bow unto Haman. We are the doormats of God if we're believers. We are not the doormat of anybody else. The third thing about Mordecai was this. He was not only a reliable citizen of the king, he was reverenced only Jehovah and not man, but then he was recognized and hated by his enemies. Again, Esther chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. What do we have here? Mordecai was hated by Haman. And are you listening, my friend? If you and I take a stand for the Lord God of heaven, rest assured of one thing. We're going to be hated and recognized by the enemies. And those that are the enemies of God, rest assured of one thing, will be also our enemy if we try to serve the Lord God of heaven. That's why I've asked you before, do you find it easy today to live for the Lord Jesus? The answer is no, because everything in this world is turned against the worship of God. This world hates God. This world will not have God rule over them if they could have their way. And I'll tell you, behind that is none other but the devil himself. And if the devil would have his way, he would kill every Christian within 24 hours. But how we praise the Lord today that the devil doesn't have his way. Now, Mordecai was recognized and hated by his enemies. You will be too. Now, someone might say, well, now, can I prove that in the Word of God? I most certainly can. And I invite you to turn with me, if you will, to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, and beginning at verse 3, we find very clearly the Word of God brings this up. Listen to it, if you will. 1 Peter, chapter 4, and notice what it says in beginning at verse 1 Peter, chapter 4, and beginning at verse 12. Listen to what it says. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding glory. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glory God on this behalf. Now why? Here we find Mordecai was hated and recognized by his enemies. And are you listening? The world today hates the believer. The world today hates the things of God. There's no fear of God in the eyes of the average individual at this present hour. And the mystery of iniquity is at work. And I'll tell you right now, doors are closing all over the world with regard to doing mission work for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this world is getting ready for the Antichrist. And we find the Lord God of heaven knows all about it. And it also points us to one thing. My Lord's coming back, and we better be ready to meet him. The next thing about Mordecai was this. He was resting upon the Lord for his protection and survival. Now you say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? All right, look again, if you will. We find in verse 2, and all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants which were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Now here what do you have here? Mordecai was recognized and hated by his enemies, but are you listening? He was resting upon the Lord for his protection and survival. Haman had the power and the ability to have Mordecai put to death, but he was stopped later on because he wanted to do it later on, and he was stopped in his tracks. But at this present time, Haman was at the pinnacle of his power, you might say. And when he saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then there was Haman full of wrath. Now look at these words. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Now, what do we have here? Mordecai was resting upon the Lord for his protection and his survival. And you and I, as believers, are expected to do the same thing. Now, you say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, take your Bibles, if you will, and you turn to me to the book of Psalms for just a moment. Listen to what it says in Psalm chapter 27. Listen to the Word of God, if you will. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now what do you have here? All right, you and I as believers recognize one thing. We are to worship the Lord God of heaven and nobody else. We are recognized and we are hated by our enemies. And then we rest upon the Lord for his protection and his survival. And that means, my friend, listen, you may go through hard times, but rest assured of one thing. The Lord God of heaven has his hand upon you if you're a true believer, and he will not allow anything happen to you except it first passed the throne of God's grace, and then is for our good and for his glory. Then last of all, we find Mordecai as a good believer was what? He was rewarded by the king for his fidelity. We pointed out a moment ago that Mordecai had saved the king's life. Well, he wasn't rewarded by it. It seemingly forgot all about it. But you know what? It didn't stop Mordecai from serving the Lord. We find the reason God protected Mordecai, and there came a time in Mordecai's life when he needed the special protection of the king, and God gave it to him in Esther chapter 6. Listen, if you will. Esther chapter 6 and verse 5. And the king's servant said unto him, Behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, Let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And he answered, For the man whom the king delighted to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let his apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Then the king said unto Haman, Make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sitteth in the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. And what do you have here? Mordecai was rewarded by the king for his fidelity. And are you listening? The Lord God of heaven will reward every believer for the fidelity unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now my time is gone. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ at this hour? Are you a reliable citizen of the king? Do you reverence only Jehovah and not man? Are you recognized and hated by your enemies? And are you resting upon the Lord for his protection and survival? And if you are, my friend, rest assured of one thing, you will be rewarded one of these days by the king, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a privilege it is to be a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here saying goodbye, and oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.